recording, and we can start. Okay, good evening, everybody. We're coming to the home stretch of Sfiras HaOmer. There's a lot to talk about during Sfiras HaOmer. Last week, we spoke about the mourning period during the Omer, the Misa of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, and how we're supposed to, as a tikkun for that, we're supposed to make every day count and build and internalize improving ben adam lechaveiro and improving our kavod for the Torah in order to get ready for Sfiras HaOmer. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll give a little pep talk. We'll give a little hesoris before the actual Kabbalah Satorah of Shavuos. And today I thought that we would focus on the actual mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. These are ideas that are familiar, but to honor the mitzvah, it's always kedai to speak about the technicalities, the halachas of the actual mitzvah of counting, how to count, and the nature of the mitzvah of counting. And we'll go through the shittas together and we'll see some interesting ideas. So it's known, the shita of the Bahag, the halachas gedolos, so it's brought in two places. It's brought in Tosfos and Menachos, and it's also brought, the opinion of the Bahag is also brought in Tosfos and Megillah, with a slight difference. But in the meantime, let's see the Bahag's opinion that's brought in Tosfos and Menachos. Tosfos and Menachos and Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Zechel Mikdash. We know that Sfiras HaOmer today is a question if it's Doraisa or not, because we don't have the actual bringing of the Omer to begin our count from. So the Gemara says Zecher LeMikdash. So says the Tosfos, a halacha that's well known to all of us. Hechad Shochach Lisper B'Layim. Imagine if someone forgot to count at night, the Sfiras HaOmer at night. So Pasak B'Had, so the halachas Gedolos writes, Shesoifer B'Yoyim, that he can still count the next morning. He didn't miss the day, he can still count the next morning. I think that Tosfos here is mashma in Menachos that you can even recite a bracha. When you are counting the next morning, you can even recite a bracha. That's not the minhag that we follow. We'll see a different opinion. But the Shitas HaBahag, as it's brought in Tosfos and Menachos, would seem that if you forget at night, you can still continue the count. You can still count the following morning with a bracha. The Oid Pasak Halach is Gedolos, the Bahag Paskin something else. If a person missed an entire day, he didn't count the night before, and he even forgot to count the following day, shuv einu soifer, he can no longer count. He botched it. He lost the count. He can no longer fulfill the mitzvah. Mishum deboit tmimois, because the pasuk says you have to count 49 days until Shavuos tmimois. They have to be complete. So the Bahag takes that to mean that you have to count every single day, otherwise you can't complete the mitzvah. And Tosfos concludes there on the Bahag, b'teima gedoylahu b'lo yitachen. So it's very interesting because we take this opinion for granted, but Tosfos there says teima gedoylah. This opinion is baffling. Tosfos doesn't understand, just because you missed a day, why can't you continue counting with a bracha? Tosfos says it's baffling. So we have a machlokes between the opinion of the Bahag and the opinion of the Tosfos. The Bahag says that you have to count every single day. If you miss a day, then you lost the mitzvah. And Tosfos says that that opinion is baffling. Tosfos says that even if you missed a day or two, you can continue counting with a bracha. So what's the yisoid hamachlokes? What's the crux of the issue? So the Sefer Achinuch also brings this machlokes. The Sefer Achinuch was a Sefer written by a Rishon, and by an unknown author, an unknown Rishon. The Sefer Achinuch brings both opinions that are brought in the Tosfos, and he seems to offer also an insight what the crux of the issue is. So the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav 306, that's the mitzvah here of Sfiras HaOmer, he explains the opinion of the Bahag that if you miss a day, it's all over. Says the Sefer Achinuch, V'yesha amru shemisha shachach v'loy mana yoy mechad, if someone forgot and didn't count a day, she'en yachal linnois oid ba'oysa shana, he can no longer count that year, he lost out the mitzvah. And here's the words of the Chinuch, I emboldened the font. Lefi shekula mitzvah achasi, because the entire 49 days is one long mitzvah. It's all or nothing. It's one long mitzvah. Umikivin sheshochach mehen yom echad, if you forget a day, hari kol hacheshbin batal mimenu, the entire count is void. He can't fulfill the mitzvah. Imagine if a person only has a lulav and an esrig, but he doesn't have hadasim. He has a lulav, a ravis, and an esrig. So there's no mitzvah. It's all or nothing. The four minim are ma'ak of each other. So every day of the count, counting every day, is critical to the overall mitzvah. If he's missing a day, he's missing a critical component of the mitzvah. It will be as if his lulav is missing the hadasim. It will be as if his tefillin are missing one of the four parshias. He doesn't have the mitzvah. He doesn't have the ability to perform the mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, v'lehoidu moireinu shibadireinu l'sfarazu. However, the rest of my rabbeim, my moirei v'rabbeisai in our generation, disagree with this opinion. So this reflects the two opinions brought in the Tosfos. Elamisha shochach yomechad, and this is an interesting way of putting it. If a person forgot a day, yomar, the following day he should say, emesh hayu kach b'loy bracha. He should count yesterday's day. He should say, yesterday was such and such, and that's without a bracha. U'moynehu acherim im kol Yisrael, but he can continue counting along with the rest of the Jewish people with a bracha. So these are the two opinions that Tosfos brought. And the Sefer HaChinuch brings both opinions, and he explains the opinion of the Bahag that it's all one mitzvah. It has 49 components to the mitzvah. Every single day you're counting, but it's all contributing to the one overall mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. If the person forgets a day, it's as if his tefillin are missing a parsha. There's no way to fulfill the mitzvah. It's pointless to put the batim on if the batim don't have any parshas in them. If you don't have all the components of necessary for the mitzvah, you're not fulfilling anything. That's the opinion of the Bahag. However, the Chinuch brings the opinion of the Tosfos, the dissenting opinion, that you could continue counting with the bracha. And Tosfos here, the way he brings the Tosfos' opinion, he adds this caveat that you should make up yesterday's day. You should say, yesterday was such and such, and then you should continue counting with the bracha going forward. What's the svara of the ones who argue on the Bahag? Why do they say that missing a day is not critical? So Kosav HaRush, the Rush writes at the end of Maseches Pesachim, that's where a lot of the Rishonim are when they discuss Sfiras HaOmer, says the Rush, Zeloshoine, the Ein Nira Luri, the Kol Laila V'Laila Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmahi, because every single night is its own independent unit, it's its own mitzvah. You're performing a mitzvah every single night. So imagine if the person goes through the entire Sfiras HaOmer, counting every day as he should. So according to the Bahag, you get one mitzvah. According to the Tosfos, you got 49 mitzvahs, because every single night is an independent mitzvah. The Briska Rav in Menachah says the same thing. He explains the machlekes between the Bahag and the Tosfos in this manner. So I quoted the Briska Rav. V'nira v'kavonas ha-Bahag. So it would appear in the kavana of the Bahag, the Sfira lay the mitzvah Sfira hakol mitzvah achasi, that the Bahag apparently holds that the mitzvah of Sfira is one mitzvah. Chamishim yoim b'sheva shabbosos, that you're counting the 50 days, not including day 50, with the 7 weeks. V'zehu di'afinun mitmimus, and this is what we're learning from the word. The Torah itself describes the 7 weeks as 7 complete weeks. Dehi mitzvah achas, that it's one mitzvah. Therefore, says the Briska Rav, Svirulei, the Bahag holds, Dim shochach yoimechot shuvein osofer, if you forgot a day, don't bother continuing to count because you can't fulfill the mitzvah. However, Tosfos shekosvu, the Teima Gedoyla loimarkein, Tosfos who writes that the opinion of the Bahag is baffling, that's because the Tosfos holds the kol yoim havi mitzvah bifnei atzmai, that each and every day is an independent mitzvah. It's interesting because the Gemara tells us that there's a mitzvah to count days and there's a mitzvah to count weeks, right? The Gemara tells us that there are two mitzvahs. So you count, today is the first day of the Omer, today is the second day. When you get to the seventh day, today is 7 days, which is 1 week to the Omer. So there are actually two different mitzvahs. One is to count days and the one is to count weeks. when I brought the boys a number of weeks ago to the yeshiva here in Philadelphia for the Mishmar program, so it's very interesting. They have posted on the wall there a little sign that if I assume it's Shmuel Kamenetsky's psak, that they bring a Beis Halevi, that the seven, that counting days and counting weeks is mamish two separate mitzvahs. So imagine if a person forgot a day. So the way we paskin, we're cheshish for the opinion of the Bahag, you can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of counting the days. But that does not preclude you from being able to fulfill the mitzvah of counting the weeks. The Beis Halevi takes this literally, that it's literally two separate mitzvahs. One is counting the days, one is counting the weeks. So granted, the mitzvah of counting the days is all 49 days, all or nothing, it's one mitzvah. But there's a separate independent mitzvah of counting the weeks. So they bring from the Beis Halevi there that if a person forgot a day, when he gets to the day of the week, so he forgot, imagine day three. When he gets to day seven, he could fulfill the mitzvah, at least the other half of the mitzvah of counting the weeks. And he can make a bracha that day, because that day he's fulfilling the mitzvah of counting the first week. Then he continues counting day eight, so he can't make a bracha anymore because he already counted the previous week, and now he's counting more days, and he can't fulfill the half of the mitzvah of the days. But when he gets to day 14, then he can fulfill again the mitzvah, the second half of the mitzvah of counting the second week, and so on. So every 7 day, 14, 21, 28, he can make a bracha on that off day because he's fulfilling the other side of the mitzvah of counting the weeks. So they bring that from a Beis Halevi. I thought that was fascinating, that you can actually make a bracha on either half of the mitzvah. But if the person forgot to count the day, the Bahag's opinion is that it's one mitzvah, and he can no longer fulfill the mitzvah, at least the part of the mitzvah of counting the days. But Tosfos holds each day is its own mitzvah. These two opinions are well known. There's another opinion brought in the Torah, the Shita of the Rav Sadia Goin, which is also a very interesting opinion. And he says as follows. This is item hey. She'im shochach bi'echad min hayamim. This is a quote from the Torah. The Shita is Rav Sadia Goin. If a person forgot one of the days, yivarech bi'yamim shel ha'achrav, he can continue counting the following, the subsequent days, with a bracha, like the Tosfos, chutz mi'layla harishon, with the exception of the first night. If a person forgot the first night, imagine the person forgot mamish the first night. We're talking about the second day of Pesach. A person forgot the first night of Sfiras HaOmer. Im shochach v'lo birach boy, if the person forgot and didn't make the bracha, didn't count the first night, lo yivarech oy, that will botch subsequently the rest of the mitzvah. So if you forget a random day in the middle, then the Shitas Rav Sadia Goin is similar to Tosfos, that you can continue counting each night with a bracha. Apparently each night is a separate day, a separate mitzvah. But if you forgot the very first night, that will preclude you from counting with a bracha. The Bach explains the Shita of Rav Sadia Goin. This is a quote from the Bach. Mishum de Sfira Lei. So on the one hand, the Rav Sadia Goin hold, the kol Sfiras Hayam Mitzvah Achasi, Hascha, the entire Sfira is one mitzvah, really like the Shita of the Bahag. This is how the Bach explains Rav Sadia Goin, that really it's one long mitzvah. Haschala b'tesvav b'nisan, it starts on tesvav, it starts on actually tesvav b'nisan, teszayin b'nisan, that should be. V'gomra behei b'sivan, and we finish it on right before Shavuos, 49 days. So it's one long mitzvah. This is the Bach's explanation of Rav Sadia Goin. It's one long mitzvah. So Hilkach. So let's just stop. Let's pause for a moment. If it's one long mitzvah, why does Rav Sadia Goin say that if I forget a day, I can continue to count? So says the Bach, explains the Bach. As long as you started the mitzvah on time, even though you forgot one of the days in between, leslan ba, umivarech biyamim shel achrav, you can continue counting with the bracha. She'enu rak, because you're goymer hamitzvah shehiskel ba, because you're completing the mitzvah that you started. That's okay. But if you forgot the first day, says the Bach, you can no longer count with the bracha, because you're already no longer doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah starts on the 16th of Nisan, and or on the following, because if you don't count the first day, then it's as if you're declaring that the mitzvah starts on the 17th of Nisan or on a following night. If you didn't start counting on the 16th, why are you counting on the 17th? You're doing a whole different mitzvah. Since you were over the zman haschala, since you missed the beginning of the mitzvah, then it's batal the mitzvah the gamri. So what's the understanding of Rav Sadia Goin? Why is forgetting a day in the middle, why is that less critical than forgetting the first day? So the Bach is explaining that really the Rav Sadia Goin holds like the Bahag, that it's one long mitzvah. Nevertheless, the chalakim, the components of the mitzvah, are not ma'akiv. So I was comparing the Bahag's opinion to a lulav when you're missing the hadassim, or to the tefillin when you're missing the parsha. That's the shita of the Bahag. Rav Sadia Goin holds that it's one big mitzvah to span the days, starting from the 16th of Nisan all the way till up till Shavuos, one long mitzvah, but the components in between are not critical. You forgot a little here, you forgot a little there, but you're still keeping track of the days because you have the bookends of the beginning and the end. But if you delay the day, then what you're doing no longer reflects the tzura of the mitzvah. You're no longer starting on the right time, so it's as if you're keeping track of a different set of days. If you started on day one and you completed on day 49, you're keeping track of the 49 days. And even though you didn't highlight every single day in between, that's not critical. At least you counted the first day and you counted the 49th day and you forgot some days in between. You highlighted the 49 days that we're supposed to keep track of. But if you forgot the first day, then it's open-ended. You're not keeping track of the unit of days that you were required to keep track of. So then what you're doing doesn't have the tzura of the mitzvah. That's how the Bach explains the Bahag. So we have three different opinions. We have the Bahag Shita, the way it's presented in Tosfos. The entire 49 days is one long mitzvah with 49 components. Each one of the days are critical. If you forget a day, you precluded yourself from being able to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore there's no longer a bracha. We have the shita of the Tosfos, that each day is an independent mitzvah, so regardless of which day you forget, you can do today's mitzvah, and then you can do the week from now's mitzvah. That's the shita of the Tosfos. Every day is its own mitzvah. And then finally we have Rav Sadia Goin, where it's somewhere in between. The mitzvah is one long mitzvah, but the critical part of the mitzvah, so to speak, is to keep track of these 49 days. The way you do that is with the two bookends. You have day 1 and day 49, and the count in between is part of the mitzvah. The more you do, the better, but it's not critical because the main part of the mitzvah is simply to designate and to keep track of these 49 days, day 1 and day 49. If you forget a day in between, it's okay. But if you forget day one, it's open-ended, you didn't start on time, then how can you even say you're keeping track of the 49 days if you started the entire mitzvah late? Your whole mitzvah is pushed off a day. So you can no longer make a bracha because you lost what you're keeping track of has no semblance of what the mitzvah is at all. These are the three opinions. How do we paskin? So we paskin lahalacha in item vav. We're choshesh, we concern ourselves with the shita of the Bahag L'chumra. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tav Pei Tes, Halacha Ches, if a person forgot to count the day, whether it's the first day or whether it's any other day, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch singles out the first day is because he's bavarning, he's hinting to the opinion of Rav Sadia Goin, whether it's the first day, whether it's any other day, you count the rest of the days without a bracha. Why do we count the rest of the days without a bracha? We can't make a bracha in deference to the opinion of the Bahag, but we do continue to count without a bracha in deference to Tosfos, just in case we can still fulfill the mitzvah, just in case each day is its own single day, its own single mitzvah. Okay, most of these opinions we've heard before. I think the Shita of Rav Sadia Goin is a new opinion that we might not have heard before. The Achronim ask the obvious question on the Bahag, that if it's one long mitzvah, and that's why if I forget a day in between, I botched it, I can no longer fulfill the mitzvah, then why would I make a bracha every single night? Where do you find, we keep on going back to the example of the lulav and of the tefillin. Do I recite a bracha on every component, on the lulav, the esrog, the dasim, and the aravis? No, you recite one bracha. The reason why we use the word lulav is because lulav is the tallest of all the minim. It's the most visible of all the minim. So we group all the minim together in the lulav. The same thing with the tefillin. We make a bracha over the tefillin. We don't recite a bracha over each of the components, the batim, the ritzuis, the parshis. We don't highlight, we don't recite its own bracha on each of the components of the mitzvah. So why would I recite a bracha every single day of the 49 if it's one long mitzvah? It's one mitzvah that has various components. According to Tosfos, each day is its own mitzvah. And even if I forgot a day, I can still fulfill tomorrow's mitzvah. So I understand why I recite a bracha on every day. Every day is its own mitzvah. But according to the Bahag, it's one long mitzvah. So why would I have to recite a bracha every single day? Why can't I just recite one bracha and that will cover the entire Sfira Sa'ira? So the Brisker Rav there in Menachas asks this question. I don't think his answer is so clear. I quoted it. I'm open to interpretation if anybody has an idea of to fully explain what the Brisker Rav is saying. The Brisker Rav says the following. This is a quote. Ha de mevarchin l'kol yoyim, this that you make a bracha every day, he's addressing this question on the Bahag, b'shum dekein hadin b'kol mitzvahs, so the Brisker Rav claims that that's the halacha by every mitzvah, shaloi kaim es kula, if you can't fulfill the entire mitzvah at once, the mevarchin gam al chelet minena, that you would recite a bracha on every component. So the Brisker Rav is answering, the reason you recite a bracha every night is because you can't fulfill the mitzvah at once. The mitzvah takes 49 days to complete. Every day, you're adding another component, another detail, another building block in the mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav claims that if you would ever have an example like this, you would recite a bracha on each individual component. So my analogy to tefillin and to the lulav, says the Brisker Rav, is not a good analogy. Because by the lulav, you're meant to fulfill the entire mitzvah at once. There's actually a shaila by Hilchos Lulav, if you can pick up each min separately, or you have to pick up all the minim at once. But even if you hold that you can pick up each min separately, lulav ein tzarech agan, but all the minim have to be in front of you when you recite the bracha, you have to have the ability at the time to fulfill all four components of the mitzvah. So essentially you're setting out to fulfill the mitzvah at once. Tefillin, of course, you put on the two batim, so you're fulfilling each batim, the bayis has its parshis and its ritzuis, and you're reciting the bracha on one. It's a shaila again, between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim, if you recite two brachas because the yad and the roish are two separate mitzvahs, or is it considered one mitzvah with one bracha? But whatever it is, you're fulfilling both components of the mitzvah simultaneously. That's why there might only be one bracha. But when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you're fulfilling the mitzvah gradually over time. So says the Brisker Rav, it's only natural to recite a bracha on each and every component. I saw brought in the name of the Sefer Rav Paulin that, and this is from the Ben Ish Chai, that this might be the explanation, this might add some Havana to what the Brisker Rav is telling us, that every chelik of the mitzvah is like a chatzi shir. It's like a chatzi shir. Imagine if you're eating matzah, you have to eat a kazayas. The first half of the mitzvah, the first half of the kazayas is half of the amount that you need to do, so you're engaged in the mitzvah, and the second half is the second half of the amount that you're engaged in the mitzvah. It's a chatzi shir. So when you are counting 49 days, we look at each installment, each day, as part of the mitzvah. It's a chatzi shir. It's part of the amount that you need to do to fulfill the entire mitzvah. And says the Rav Paul and the Ben Ish Chai, that you see from here that there's a ktsas fulfillment, there's a semi-fulfillment when you perform half the mitzvah. As long as you're able to perform the other half, so I'm counting today because I anticipate counting the next day and the next day. So because I am fulfilling part of the mitzvah, so there's a semi-fulfillment, you're already engaged in the mitzvah, and therefore you can recite a bracha on each component of the count. And this might be the explanation for the Brisker Rav, that if you're ever doing a mitzvah that takes time, it's a mitzvah memushach, it takes time to fulfill the mitzvah, if someone could think of another example, you would recite a separate bracha on each component of the mitzvah, because you're partially fulfilling the mitzvah each time with each installment, and each installment deserves its own bracha. So that would be an explanation, according to the Bahag, why we recite 49 brachas if it's really overall one mitzvah.
I can think of an example.
Go ahead.
You have a chiyuv to eat, it's a mitzvah to eat basar yayin, you know, drink. So every suda, we're not going to say over 7 days yantiv, you make one bracha on the first suda and it carries you through all of yantiv.
That's a great point. That's a great point. So each suda, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Having two sudas, I guess we could debate if the two sudas is the right suda. We once learned together the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov with the ayin and with basar. That's true. You're fulfilling the mitzvah. They actually point out that we don't recite a bracha over Suda Samtav at all, because the mitzvah was given for Hana. So it's almost like a different type of a mitzvah. But that would be a good example where you have components you're fulfilling. So it's as what I'm saying is that when you eat a Suda, it might be that you're fulfilling Simcha Samtav. It's a kiyum. It's a full kiyum. In other words, I had a cup of wine. I enjoyed Yamtav with that. So that's a full kiyum. So
it's a divisible. Separate, every meal is a
symbol. That's correct. In other words, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of some Sfiras Yomer, your installments. You're fulfilling the mitzvah in installments. And you didn't completely fulfill the mitzvah yet. It's a chatzi shir, says the Rav Polam, says the Ben Ish Chai. It's a chatzi shir, and a chatzi shir could fulfill the mitzvah. So somebody sent in, so my father sent in a question. What happens if you're, my analogy to matzah, what if you eat a chatzi zayas matzah, and then something happens, and then you go ahead and eat the second kazayas, the second chatzi zayas, would you require another bracha? So that's a good question. And in theory, it's a good question, but technically, if you didn't eat both halves of the kazayas within the allotted time of a shir achilas pras, then the first half kazayas was deleted, was void, and you'd have to make another bracha because you didn't fulfill anything yet, because it didn't end up being nigmar. So that would be a good question. If your mitzvah was interrupted in the middle and there was a hefsek, then you would have to make another bracha on the second kazayas that you're attempting to eat. Over here we have a novel case where I can only fulfill the mitzvah partially today. I can't do the whole mitzvah in one sitting, so to speak. I have to fulfill the mitzvah in installments. So the chiddush here is that whenever you have a scenario like this, you would recite a bracha on each installment. So I don't know if we have too many examples. Let's say I'm putting a mezuzah up in my house. So I make one bracha and then I put up all the mezuzahs, but that's because all the mezuzahs are covered by the one bracha. If I would have a hefsek, like you say, then I would have to recite another bracha tomorrow when I put up the second mezuzah. But each mezuzah is its own mitzvah. So you don't have too many examples where you fulfill one mitzvah in installments, and we would have another precedent where you recite a bracha on each installment. So it's a fascinating concept. All of this is to explain the Bahag, because the Bahag is the one who holds that it's one long mitzvah. We wouldn't, even Sfiras HaOmer wouldn't be an example of this according to the Tosfos. It would be more similar to mezuzah, say, where every night you're fulfilling another independent mitzvah. It's only the Bahag where we have this dilemma that we're reciting a bracha on each component of the overall mitzvah that we're not going to fully fulfill until the end. The Achroinim asked now the next obvious question. According to the Bahag, that it's one long mitzvah, and if you don't fulfill the entire mitzvah, you have nothing. So what if I did forget a day? Does that render all the brachas that I've been making in the past as a bracha levatala? Because until now I've been reciting brachas, which is hard enough to understand. I'm reciting brachas because of a chatzi shir. I'm reciting a bracha on each installment of the mitzvah. But then you ended up not fulfilling the mitzvah. You dropped it in the middle. You only did the first half of the mitzvah. So this would really be analogous to your example of matzah. Imagine if I made the bracha on the matzah, with all intent to eat an entire kazayas, and I only ended up eating half the kazayas. So I would imagine that was a bracha levatala, because you recited the bracha and you did not end up fulfilling the mitzvah. So the Achronim wonder if we would say the same thing over here. It takes 49 days to fulfill the mitzvah. Every day you're submitting another installment of the mitzvah. You're allowed to recite a bracha on every component of the mitzvah. What if I don't end up completing the mitzvah? Does that render my bracha retroactively as a bracha levatala? So
I have a bigger question of the
that's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. So I'll mention that in a second. That's a good question. So says the Sefer of Yisachar. This is for the Chida. So the Chida does say, he does seem to say that it would render your bracha levatala retroactively. So says the Chida, Yizdares. This is a quote from the Chida. A person has to be very careful. V'yasa simanim. He should make reminders for himself. He should make reminders for himself. Shalai yishkach laila echad, that chas v'shalom, he shouldn't forget a night. Yishainu mayne v'tzibor, if he doesn't count v'tzibor, right? He's davening ma'ariv at home one night. He has to make like a million reminders for himself, simanim, not to forget. The efshiyot yishkach goy b'yoyim, he might forget. V'lo yuchal oy lisbor v'bracha, and he won't be able to continue counting with a bracha. So far, so good. Says the chida, ulemafreya, so the Chidot Haka says that retroactively all of your brachas were levatala, ubitl mitzvah sase, and you no longer have the ability of fulfilling the mitzvah. So the Chidah seems to be going with the shita of the Bahag, because we are choishish for his shita, that you're fulfilling, it takes 49 days to fulfill the one mitzvah. You're reciting a bracha on every installment of the mitzvah. If you don't get there, if you don't get to the finish line, all the brachas you were making are in vain because you didn't end up fulfilling lemafreya retroactively. The components that you've been submitting along are not accepted. They don't culminate in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So your brachas were levatala. That's what the Chida writes. However, the Mishnah Brura brings from the Shulchan Shloimoi in Siman Tav Pei Tesif Katan Gimel that would imply not like that. The Shulchan Shloimoi was talking about in the old days that women, the meaning always was that women did not count Sfira with a bracha. That was the old minhag because women didn't go to shul. Women tended to forget to count. They would lose track. They don't have the same structure. So the custom has always been in the past that women do not count Sfira with the bracha. I'm pretty sure that the custom changed. I know at home, my wife and daughters count with the bracha. I think that virtually any girl nowadays counts with the bracha. But that used to be the minhag from the Shulchan Shlomo. Look how the Shulchan Shlomo explains. Nearly, women don't make a bracha. That's because the Sfaradim hold that women don't make a bracha on any mitzvah saseh. Shazman Grama, right? So I'm referring, that's a good point, Ezra. I'm referring to the minhag of Ashkenazim where we do have elective mitzvahs, right? Like they wouldn't make a bracha on a lulav or a shofar either, but we do. The women do recite a bracha on the lulav or the shofar because we have a concept, the Ashkenazim have a concept of an elective mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah with a bracha. So our minhag would be that women could count with a bracha. Nevertheless, says the Shulchan Shlomo, this is an exception. Benirali says the Shulchan Shlomo, the Mishnah Berurah brings this, the Al Koponim Lo Yivarchu, they should not recite a bracha, the Bavada Yitu B'yom Echad, because inevitably they're going to make a mistake. V'lo Yoydin Hadin, and they don't know the halacha. So I highlighted that. They don't know the halacha. What does he mean by that? They're going to forget a day, and they don't know the halacha. What does he mean by that? So it sounds like what he's saying is that they don't know the halacha, that you're not supposed to make the bracha anymore, and they're going to continue counting with the bracha even though they missed the day. That seems to be what the Shulchan Shlomo is saying. So the Shulchan Shlomo does not say, like the Chida, that if they forget the bracha, if they forget to count one night, it's going to render all their previous brachas levatala. He does not say that. What he says is that they're not aware of the halacha that every day is ma'akev, that we're choishish for the bahag, that it's one mitzvah, and perhaps they'll continue counting with the bracha, they'll get confused, so better not to make a bracha at all. That's what the Shulchan Shlomo seems to say. So the Shulchan Shlomo would seem to imply that if the person forgets to count one night, it does not render retroactively his brachas levatala. And perhaps we can explain this with the Rav Poyalim that we mentioned before, that because Chachamim made a takana to recite a bracha on a chatzi shir, so after all, at the time that you submitted day one, day two, day three, those first three components, you didn't realize that you're not going to end up finishing. So it did have the status of a chatzis shir that you were engaged in the mitzvah. So then you would be able to make a bracha. We're going to get to there. If a person knows he won't be able to complete, we'll get there. Okay. So we have a machlekes. The chida holds that it would render your brachas l'mafreya a bracha l'vatala, but the Shulchan Shloim implies that just going forward, you can't make a bracha, but the brachas that you made until now were okay. There's an analogy to the Shulchan Shloim's way of looking at it. There's a ritva in Cholin who says, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's an idea. It's a tzushta. If a person washed his hands to eat bread and he made a bracha, you're only required to wash your hands with the bracha if you plan on eating bread. If you're not planning on eating bread, so then you don't wash your hands with the bracha. So the person was planning to eat bread. He washed his hands and he recited the bracha, Al Natilas Yadayim. Then he decided for one reason or another, he had a change of heart. You know what? I'm not going to eat bread. So now the question is, he's left hanging. He already recited an Al Natilas Yadayim on the washing. He was planning on eating bread, but he didn't follow through. He doesn't want to eat bread. Does he have to eat bread now in order that his washing with the bracha should have what to have been chal, shouldn't have been in vain? So the ritva says, no. The ritva says that at the time that you washed, hamikivin shenot al yada, this is item yud, at the time that you washed your hands, gamrala birkas hanatila shalehu mavarach, at the time that you were washing, you were justified because you were planning on using this washing as a heter to eat bread, in order to wash, to fulfill the takana of washing your hands, to enable you to eat bread. That's considered a mitzvah bifnei atzmai, and therefore when you recited the bracha on the netila, it was valid, it was locked into place, it had on what to be chal, it was effective, the bracha was effective, and now you changed your mind not to eat bread. You didn't do the second half of the process, you didn't actually end up eating the bread, but it does not render the al netila sidayim of the washing as a bracha levatala. That's the shita of the Ritva in Cholin. So this would be analogous to Sfira So'imer, because Sfira So'imer also, once you gave me the right to make a bracha, it's a chatzi shir, it's a component of a mitzvah, I recited a bracha, so that in and of itself is enough for the bracha to be chal. So even if you don't end up doing the second half of the mitzvah, very possibly, it would not render the bracha levatala because it had on what to be chal. So this is a similar example to the Sfira So'imer question, that as long as it had what to be chal on, the bracha was valid. I put here in the brackets that of course you can make a distinction because netilas yadayim is an independent mitzvah. You would not have done that mitzvah if you weren't planning on eating the bread. But it does take on the form of an independent mitzvah today, so you already did that mitzvah bishleimusa. But when it comes to Sfira So'imer, according to the Bahag, it was only a chelek, it was only a component, so maybe it would make it a bracha levatala. So the tzushtel, this analogy is not a compelling analogy, but it's an example where it's half of the process. You recited the bracha, and at least the ritva says it's not a bracha levatala, so there are those who compare that to the Bahag's understanding of Sfira So'imer. So just to summarize here, according to Tosfos, not to lose track of the different stuff, according to Tosfos, that each day is a bracha, is a mitzvah unto itself. So of course the bracha is not a bracha levatala. Each day, even if you forget today, you can count tomorrow with a bracha because each installment is a separate, independent mitzvah, and each mitzvah requires its own bracha. The Bahag holds that it's one long mitzvah, and you're continuously, consistently submitting components, so to speak, to the ultimate kiyum of the mitzvah, and each component is mechayev its own bracha, requires its own, necessitates its own bracha, and there's a debate now in the Achronim if whether or not, if you don't end up completing the mitzvah, if it would be a bracha levatala. We have the analogy from the Ritva that even if you only submitted a component of the process, the bracha is valid. There's another analogy, a far-flung analogy to this. There's a Tosfos in Meseches Ksubis on the Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. We know that if a woman is a Zava, if a woman had a period of 3 days in a row during her Yemei Zivus, so she's required to count 7 clean days. We know that nowadays, even a Nida, even for the slightest amount of Dam, would be required to keep 7 clean days. It's the takana of Rav Zeira in the Gemara that we always are choishish. We treat every re'iyas dam as zivus. So nowadays we're always counting the 7 clean days of zivus. So Tosfos in Ksubis daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph wonders, when a woman is counting her 7 clean days, should she recite a bracha on every day that she counts? Today is day 1. The woman is performing bedikas. She's doing an internal check. So that's part of the sphira. So should she recite a bracha over that internal check? Because she's fulfilling the mitzvah of shimur, of observing the 7 clean days. So Tosfos says, no, a woman does not recite a bracha. And look at the rationale of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, the ein mevarchin ela biyovel. You would recite, the Bezdin would recite a bracha over the Yovel. It must have been a fascinating idea that the Bezdin is counting, the last week's parasha, the Bezdin is counting 7 years, 7 times 7. The Bezdin would recite a bracha on the counting of the Yovel. Not every individual, it's not your achrayas to keep track of the Shemitah and the Yovel, but the Bezdin would keep track and would recite a bracha. Shemavarachin Bezdin Kol Shana. Today is year 1 of the Yovel cycle. Today is year 2 of the Yovel cycle. It's like a communal massive Sfiras HaOmer. That's a yearly count. Says the Tosfos, you know why? Shela'olam yuchal l'nois keseder, because you can always count. You can always count. There's nothing that's going to disrupt the count. And then Tosfos brings our analogy of the Omer. We make a bracha on every day of the Omer. But a zava, says Tosfos, in tire, if the woman has an interruption in her clean days, tistar, it retroactively nullifies her count. She has to start the entire count over again. Ein lo linnois levarach, she shouldn't count with the bracha, because there's always a chash that she'll interrupt the count and have to start over again. So it would be mashma from Tosfos that Sviras Ziva, the reason they weren't misakan the bracha is because if you're soiser, the minyan would be batal. So some bring this as a proof to the chida that if you lose the count in the middle, it renders the bracha levatala, because Tosfos was entertaining that the woman should count every day. And the reason we don't recite the bracha every day is lest you have a re'iyah in the middle that would interrupt the count and nullify your count retroactively. So some would compare this to the Sviras HaOmer. But again, I put in brackets that we can make a similar distinction that Sviras Ziva is different, because if she interrupts her count, she has to count the entire thing over again. That means that day 1, day 2, and day 3 are meaningless if she had an interruption. That's why it would be a bracha levatala, because those days ended up being totally null and void. But when it comes to the Sfiras HaOmer, even according to the opinion of the Bahag, at least you're submitting a component of the mitzvah every night. It's a chatzi shir, like we mentioned, and therefore, if that necessitates a bracha, so then who says it was void retroactively? Whatever I did half a mitzvah, and I had the right to make the bracha on half a mitzvah. Day 1, day 2, day 3 for the zava is not even half a count, because she has to start over again. She's again counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So the 1, 2, 3 she did last week is totally void. That would render the bracha l'mafrid. Okay, so we don't have any clear, compelling analogy. Would dropping the count in the middle render my bracha l'batala or not? On the one hand, it's one long mitzvah, so maybe it would render my bracha l'batala. But on the other hand, we are reciting a bracha every night, like we explained, because you are performing a component of the mitzvah, anticipating to finish. So that justifies the bracha. So maybe it wouldn't render it a bracha levatala. We have the counting of the ziva, where if you drop the count in the middle, you have to start over. So clearly, it was the entire first part of your count was void, but that's because you have to start the entire count over. And then you have the other analogy of the netilas yadayim, where the bracha that you made at the time was effective, but again, there's a distinction, because washing your hands is an independent mitzvah into itself, and therefore maybe that would be better than the Sfiras HaOmer. So we have Sfaras Lakan Lakan. We don't have a decisive, a conclusive proof if it would be rendered levatala or not. The Chida says it would, and the Shulchan Shloima seems to say that it would not be. Now, all of this is to explain the Bahag. The Achronim have another Havana in the Bahag, different than the way the Chinuch explains it, and differently than the way the Briska Rav explains it. In Ayin Yud Beis, there's a completely different understanding of the Bahag. Until now, we were explaining the Bahag that it's one long mitzvah and you're reciting brachas on the component of the mitzvah. It's a novel idea. There's another way to understand the Bahag. You know why if you forget a day, you can no longer count? Not because it's one long mitzvah. Really, each day is its separate mitzvah. But he holds like Tysus in that regard. Every day is its separate mitzvah. The reason if you forget a day, you can no longer count, it's Bapal the Minyan, is because if you forget a day, then you can no longer continue counting. You're trying to count. You're trying to keep track of all the days. So we say that today is one, today is two. If you forget day three, then you can't count day four and say today is day four because you didn't count day three. Your day four is really, everybody else's day four is really your day three because you didn't count day three. You're missing a day. So it's a hecha timsa. It's not that it's one long mitzvah. Every day is its own mitzvah, but you can only count, you can only call today day four if yesterday was day three. If you're missing day three, then today is not day four. So it's simply a hecha timsa. You're simply missing the tools to count today as day four if you forgot day three. Not because today is one long mitzvah. Really, you can recite a bracha on every day because every day is an independent mitzvah, just like the Tosfos says. It's just that the Bahag would have a svara that you can't refer today as you can't refer to today as day 15, let's say, if you're missing a day along the way, because then if you're missing a day, then you don't have 15 days, you only kept track of 14 days. This would actually be very similar to the Bach, that the mitzvah is to keep track. The Bach says that as long as you highlighted the first day and the 49th day, you kept track of the days. So it's all a question of, can you refer today as today as day six if you didn't count the previous day as day five? It would just be a machlekes and hecha timsa. Is it considered a count if you're missing one of the days? According to this, now by the way, I wanted to point out that that's why if you look back at Ayin Beis, all the way back in the Chinuch, when he's explaining the Shita of the Tosfos, that the days are not critical. So I highlighted the words of the Chinuch. If a person forgot yesterday, so the Chinuch brings Tosfos that you can continue counting with a bracha, but he mentions you should say that yesterday was such and such, and then you continue counting with a bracha. So why did the Chinuch require you to say that yesterday was such and such a day? So today's day five, I forgot yesterday. So yesterday was four, today is five. Why does the Chinuch require you... Sorry?
Because then you could say...
Exactly. So in other words, the chinuch is maramis to this svara. That might be the machlekes. The Bahag holds that if you lost a day, then you don't have 5 days in your hand. How can you call today day five if you're missing day four? So to that, the chinuch would be addressing that today you can keep track of yesterday. And then you can say, yesterday was four, I forgot to count it, yesterday was four, so today I have now 5 days in my hand because I did keep track, although I kept track of it late, but I kept track of the day. So that might explain why the chinuch requires you to sort of make up the day that you missed in order to enable you to continue counting. So according to this, the Bahag would be identical to Tosfos, that you every day is an independent mitzvah, it's just that the Bahag happens to hold that once you miss the day, you can no longer count it. It doesn't help to say that yesterday was day four. You have to count it on the day itself. And therefore, it precludes you from continuing your count because you lost count, so to speak. Not because each day is not its own mitzvah. It's just that it's as if you lost count and you no longer have the ability to keep track of the proper amount of days. And according to this pshat, it would be obvious that you would have to recite a bracha every night, just like we do according to the Shita of the Tosfos. This would explain, in Ayin Yud Gimel, this would explain Tosfos in Megillah. This would explain Tosfos the way it's brought in Megillah, because the Tosfos in Menachos didn't bring it like this. Tosfos in Megillah says that if you counted at night, you're supposed to count at night. If you didn't count at night, tomorrow morning you should count without a bracha. Right, he speaks out without a bracha. This is actually the minute. The next day you count without a bracha, but then you can continue counting with the bracha. So the obvious question is manav shach. If the daytime counts, could make up the night times count. You forgot to count at night. You're counting the next day, so why can't you make a bracha? And if you can't make a bracha, then how does it enable you to count weiter? What's the pshat that there's a compromise to count the day without a bracha? So according to this understanding, it will be very muvan. The understanding would be that the day count is just a placeholder, so to speak. It's just a placeholder. Really, the mitzvah is the tmimus to count at the beginning of the night. You want to include the entire day in the count. The proper time to count is the eve of the day, because that's the beginning of the day. If you forgot counting at night, you can make it up the next day without a bracha, because that is just a placeholder. That's not a fulfillment. That's just the hechatimsa, that at least you kept track of the day to enable you to count the following day. But it's not actually the mitzvah. So this would verify that that's the pshat in the Baha'i. Okay, so someone asked this question before. If the Achronim wonder, what happens if you know ahead of time that you will not be able to complete the Sfira? Loyaleno, a person has scheduled surgery. He knows he's going to be out. He's not going to be able to count a week from now. So what's the halacha? So in deference to the Chida, there are those who say he should hear the bracha from someone else to be choishish for the shita of the chida in the bahag. But if not, if it's not practical, so the poskim say that you can make the bracha yourself. It's almost like a svex faker, because number one, Tosfos holds that each day is its own mitzvah, so you can make a bracha anyway. And even according to the bahag, it might not be a bracha lebatala lemafreya, like we had according to the Shulchan Shlomo. So most of the opinions would enable you to count, even if you know that you won't be able to complete the count. A katan shehigdil, so someone brought it, Ezra, you brought in a katan shehigdil in the middle. So again, according to Tosfos, it's obvious that you can make a bracha, that the katan, if he reaches bar mitzvah in the middle of the sfira, could begin counting with a bracha, because every day is its own day. The question would be, it would arise in the Bahag, if we understand the Bahag that it's one long mitzvah. So if the katan became a gadol in the middle, so the question will be, can he start counting with a bracha? So the poskim say, even according to the Bahag, this is what most poskim say, if the katan has been counting until now, then he can continue counting with a bracha. Because even though the first half of the sfira was bekatnusai, he wasn't the bar chiyuva, but we once gave a shir on this, but the maisa mitzvah of a child counts for something, and then it would be good enough to enable him to continue counting, even according to the Bahag. There are people that are mafakfik on that, but the general consensus of the poskim is that a katan who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle would be allowed to continue counting with a bracha. If he didn't, if he hasn't been counting until now, he obviously can't start counting now. But if he's been counting until now, then the halacha is he would be able to continue the count with a bracha. Conversely, on the other hand, if someone would convert during the sfira, even if he's been keeping track and counting, he wasn't the bar chayuva at all, so then he would not be able to continue counting with the bracha because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'geyusai while he's not Jewish. But a katan, he was Jewish, he wasn't the full bar chayuva, but his count counts, and therefore he would be able to build on that and continue counting with the bracha as a gadol, as a bar mitzvah. Yashakoyach, we should all merit to you.